Welcome to the Love and Metal Podcast. My name is Keith.
I'm Mel.
And we're live.
We are live.
Oh my goodness, we are live.
Well,
live,
apparently live. We're live. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to see how it goes. But welcome to the podcast. This is our second episode in the rebrand, but it's actually our first official episode because this is where we actually start. The first episode, quote unquote, first episode was done in the sense to tell everybody we were rebranding.
Right, exactly.
So here we are. We're live on the Facebook. We're live on the YouTube, which if people are watching, that's great. But we're really doing it just to give, it's kind of like a behind the scenes, or not behind the scenes, but you can actually see our faces when, or can you see my face when she
when
makes
I say stupid shit.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, so it's, this is it. Like I said, I'm Keith. And she is Mel, and we're live on the Facebook. We're going to be doing, and the YouTube. I think we're going to be trying to pull the Twitch in here soon because we're old. We put the in front of everything.
Yeah, like the Walmart.
Like the Walmart, or if you're from down south, it's the Walmarts.
It's plural.
It's plural. They're always plural. But welcome to our show. This is the Love and Metal Podcast, where we bring music and relationships together like
Tacos and Tuesday.
Tacos and Tuesdays. Very good. I did not know what you were going to say tonight.
I cleaned it up compared to what I was practicing earlier.
That was
I could do
good.
One of the pretty nasty
good.
Ones I had.
Yeah, no, I'm
sure I'll bust one of those out.
I do appreciate the candidness
the PG version of what I was going
to
say.
Gave me the G-rated version to it tonight. But yeah, so that's what we do. We talk about relationships. We love music. We're going to talk about music. But always in the beginning of the episode, we like to kind of recap what's going on. So we're going to recap the rebranding thing first, just in case you missed what was going on. We used to be the Rock Hippie Adventures.
Yeah,
we did everything. We had a website.
Yep, we had videos. We had a blog. We had all the things.
We did a whole lot of stuff.
But we weren't keeping up with it very well. And we felt like we wanted to do something different.
Yes.
So it was time for us to kind of just refocus our efforts and really concentrate on the two things that we feel most passionately about, I guess.
Yeah, so we did, you know, we found that talking about relationships is really in our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Mainly because you'll hear this throughout the shows as we move forward. And if you go back and listen to some of
the... Yeah, I mean, all the other shows have relationship stuff in it too.
Yeah.
It's just that we're just focusing more on that versus where we were kind of thinking we were going.
Yeah, and we did focus on the relationship stuff, but we were like all over the map. We talk about hiking, we talk about movies, and of course we talk about music, but we're really going to try to hone it in here where the meat section of our podcast is about relationships.
I like meat.
You love the meat.
Yes. True story.
You love the meat. But in saying that as well, what we're trying to do is like hone in on the experiences that we've had. We both come from 20 plus year marriages, relationships before we found each other, and through our past relationships, which to no fault of nobody, they just ended and we moved forward with our lives. We found each other through a string of ups and downs in the dating time.
Yeah.
And then we kind of figured out what we wanted. We wanted to understand what it is we need it from another person, what it is we want it from another person. We found the things that were negotiable, things that were not negotiable.
Yeah.
And now we're going to share all that experience on our podcast as we move forward. It's what we do. This is what we like to do. So also on the flip side of that, we have
a huge love for music.
Huge love for music, which we'll talk about that before we go to break. But let's get to the recap stuff. We just went to West Virginia.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go to West Virginia for a really long time, specifically the New River Gorge area.
Yeah, you know, when I think about vacationing...
So I just booked a damn trip.
Yeah, when you think about vacationing, you don't really think about West Virginia, you know?
No, I mean, I don't even think... I think when I told you, your face was like, really? We're going to West Virginia?
What are we doing in West Virginia? So we... went to West Virginia. We went up to the Fayetteville, Beckley area of West Virginia.
Yeah, for 4 days. We left on a Thursday and came back on a Sunday.
For the main purpose of going to the New River Gorge.
Bridge.
Yes.
Specifically
the New River Gorge.
I wanted
Gorge
to see the bridge.
Yep.
Which I did not know when I booked the trip originally. I thought we were just going to go hiking and like, you know, find stuff to do up there, eat good food. There's a lot of breweries up there and other things. But I, upon my research, found out that we could actually walk on the bridge.
Yes.
Because it is one of the only bridges. Well, I mean, all the bridges have like a catwalk thing, I guess. But it's one of the only bridges that you can actually walk on the catwalk thing. What they use, like the people use to maintenance the bridge.
Yes.
This company leases it from the state of West Virginia. Yes. And allows them to run their business where they take you across the bridge on the catwalk.
Right. And so that was one of the things that we did. If you follow us on Instagram or
Facebook. There's a couple of videos out there. There's a lot of pictures out there from our trip.
We posted a few from us going, walking across the bridge. Yeah. We also visited some falls.
What I thought was terrified of heights is actually terrified of falling, I guess, because you told me I couldn't be either. I had to be one or the other.
Yeah, because there's people who are terrified of heights. So if they, like, you can be in a building.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
And be many, many floors up and look out and look down.
Yeah.
But you know you're not going to fall out of the window. Yeah. So therefore, you're not scared of heights.
So I have a fear of falling.
You have a fear of falling. So if you're in a place, and here's how I know it's not heights. Because if we're walking, like when we walk through the falls.
Yes.
Okay. There were many times where it was just like a 3-foot drop.
Yeah.
But you were freaking out because you couldn't get across.
It's true.
And it was the fear of falling. Even if it was from 3 feet, you were more scared of falling than you are the heights, because you're not scared of that height. You're not scared of 3 feet.
Yeah, it's the falling.
It's the whole concept of not making it falling, hurting yourself.
Well, I guess that was what helped then. So I got across the bridge, like issue at all. Like, and you are clipped in, you are harnessed, so it's not like they're just like sending you out to walk on this little 2-foot platform 800 some feet up off the ground.
Yeah, it's not.
You're snapped in. I mean, you're super secure in there. They go through all the stuff, and you're with a guide. And it took us about an hour, maybe hour and 15 minutes, I guess, to walk across the whole bridge, like 0.6 of a mile.
And that's
big stops along the way. So it's not just constantly just walking. They're giving you information about the bridge and other little things like that.
And like I said, go check out our Instagram page, because there's a couple of pictures in there to kind of give you reference and perspective of how far up you are. Because we went to a couple of bridges before we got to that one where we were up on the bridges. And she's like, is this as high as the other one? I'm like, no, it's nowhere close as high. Because she's like, I can handle this.
And it was high. That was a high bridge.
But it was only like 200 feet.
I know. I didn't have any perspective.
Almost 1,000 feet.
I know.
That's, you know, and people don't realize, I mean, this bridge, the New River Gorge Bridge, is the third highest vehicle-carrying bridge in the United States.
Fifth in the world, right?
Fifth in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing. The second highest vehicle-carrying bridge in the world is only taller than this bridge by 14 feet, and it's not that old.
Well, that in that high up, you wouldn't know at 14 feet. It doesn't make any difference, really.
So,
but this is the only one that you can walk on. So if you're in the area, check it out.
Yeah,
I was super cool. Like, it was one of those things where I was like afraid to do it, but I knew I would kick myself later if I just didn't do it. And I'm so glad that I did, because it was so freaking worth it. The views were amazing. Super cool for us to do that together, obviously.
It's one of those trips you can do fairly cheap. It's a good vacation. Like, if you just want to take 4 or 5 days, not even that many, a 3-day, 4-day trip. I think you need.
Well, especially from North Carolina, it's only 3 hours.
Yeah,
like,
you need
straight
a
up.
Solid 3 days there.
Because
and it's not only just the bridge. I mean, if you want to do the bridge, you want to do the bridge walk. I mean, if you're going through the bridge walk, it's no point in going if you don't do the bridge walk. Go to Sandstone Falls.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Go out to Thurman, the rail ghost town.
Yeah, that place was really cool.
It was cool. Plus, there's a lot of little stops on the way. There's so much. I mean, there's a lot up there. It's a beautiful country area.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's just
the plateau,
absolutely beautiful.
The gorge. The guy said, just think about this as like a 1,000-foot ditch. I'm like, oh, that's.
Yeah. I mean, because we were talking about that, how you never really go off the mountain. You're just at the top the entire time. Great places to eat. People are so freaking nice there.
Very
oh, my
up
gosh.
There.
We made
very
like friendly. Just like talk to people from Ohio and other
it's
places.
Really cool.
I don't know. It was really cool. Definitely would be willing to go back.
Absolutely.
Definitely would like to take people with us to go do the bridge thing.
Yeah, I would love to
thing.
Go back
would be
with a group of people.
Super freaking cool.
So if you're interested, let us know.
We'll make a vacay. We'll get a house.
Yeah.
Airbnb.
Just get a big old house.
And we did stay in Beckley, which I would not recommend unless you can find like an Airbnb
stay
that's closer.
Stay up in Fayetteville would probably be a better spot.
Yeah, all the ones I found.
Or Charleston.
Were all like tiny houses. And with you being that tall, and like I really honestly think your wingspan was longer than some of these houses. And so I was like, probably not. And I can't see my ass or your ass climbing up in a damn little, like, you know, there's got the little tiny ladders and you sleep up like in a loft. I just couldn't see us climbing up there. No offense, but not happening.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
It was good though. Yeah. Definitely would go up there again.
Oh, absolutely. I think
in the fall would be beautiful.
Yeah. I think it'd be really cool. It'll give you a different.
I bet it's busy as crap though.
I'm like sure, but it would definitely give you a different perspective of the area in the fall. Yeah.
It'd be beautiful. Yeah. It was cool. Absolutely. But yeah. So that was our trip.
Yeah, so we
quick little vacay, and that was it. Back to work we go.
Yeah, come back to work and doing the thing that we always do. So we talked about a trip rebranding. So the other part to the podcast is we have the second half, which is our YouTube channel, which we're live on the YouTube. And we're going to be starting a new series of videos that we wanted to talk about real quick. It's called our Lovin' Metal All Access Meet and Greets.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been to shows before where, like, for us in the metal scene, like, or the smaller club scenes, you can get those, like, VIP packages where you can get the meet and greet. So I guess you can do it for, like, big shows, too, but those are ridiculous.
Oh, they're like,
well,
I remember when you tried doing one for me for Breaking Benjamin. It was, like, ridiculously expensive.
I looked at one for Dad because I was going to take him to the Kiss.
Oh, it had to be thousands of something.
$5,500 for the meet and greet.
But I mean, I guess if you got cash to drop and that's like a lifetime, once in a lifetime thing, you drop it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of crazy.
Whereas we get meet and greets for like $85.
Word. And you get a bunch of merch too.
And plenty of merch with it too. But in the spirit of the meet and greets that we're talking about, we're going to do videos that kind of introduce you, people who follow us, to music we listen to, music we like, artists we like. Might not be stuff you like, but we love expanding the, you know,
our whole group of metal people. Yeah. Well, I mean, our music, I guess, really. Yeah,
it
honestly.
It is. It is. And it's.
And we're also going to a festival in September. Thank goodness for live music coming back.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these artists that we're going to be initially doing are some that we'll be planning on seeing there. This is like a bucket list.
Yeah.
Of bands, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're going to kind of focus on for the next few months, bands that are going to be there, bands we're going to be seeing in other places. Because, you know, hey, we're going to be talking about bands we went and saw, so why not introduce you to them? So you can go over to YouTube, our YouTube channel.
Yeah, that will be YouTube strictly, just videos over there on YouTube.
Just videos there. You can check out those. They'll be dropped. I'm trying to drop those every Wednesday about 10 a.m.
Yes.
So you can check those out if you're listening to the podcast now. It's probably Tuesday, so look forward to looking at the video tomorrow. You'll find the links for the, I'm losing my mind, the YouTube channel in the description.
Are you going to put it on the podcast too? I got you.
Yeah, well, the links are going to be in the podcast description.
Okay.
So we'll have those there. So you can find them there. We'll also share the...
on Facebook.
The channels on Facebook and probably Instagram. Post something on Instagram as well. Yeah. So you'll find them there. You know, like, hey, yeah, you know, it is what it is, but you can find it. But we're going to take a break. This is the time where we are going to switch from our intro time, getting everybody caught up, into our meet time. We're going to take a small break. We'll be back in a minute because on our podcast, we like to play a little money-making thing called the ad. We'll just be gone for a couple of 30 seconds to a minute, and we'll jump back into it and get into the meat of this show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back. That's right. So I just want to say something real quick to you.
What do you want to say to me?
Because I love the fact that we have these little discussions in between the breaks.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, like, are we doing this right?
That's always my conversation. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm super confused about this.
But anyway,
I just show up because you do all the rest of this stuff and I just show up.
You just show up and provide the entertainment.
That's me.
You provide the entertainment.
Stupid.
Yeah, absolutely. I am. So we're actually getting ready to start a
Babe, wait, hold on a minute. The man who never wants to do a series is going to do a series? Are kidding me right now?
We're getting ready to start a not a series.
No.
No. So since we've rebranded, we will do series now.
Finally, for the love.
Episodic series.
Yeah, because you would not. You would always. I'm never doing a series. I'm not doing a series. I hate series. We're not. Series is really stupid. Let me make up words. Series.
Yes.
But now the man has gone ahead and given in to the series.
So we're going to do. We're getting ready to do a series. And if you notice the name of the title of the video or the podcast, it's Must Have Relationship Conversation. So a little background is that you came across an article.
Yeah, like a couple of weeks ago, actually. Yeah. We've been sitting on this. Well, think about this, though. We rebranded, and then we wanted to make sure we had everything set the way we wanted to. So it took us a little longer than we had anticipated, and then we came back Sunday last week when we thought we were going to start doing stuff, and clearly we're like, no, we need another week. Yeah. So
because I had a lot to do in the room. I had a new monitor and two new monitors to set up.
Yeah, we had stuff to get ready.
Yeah, I had to do a whole lot of technical stuff in the background. Which enjoying live. Yay. Not really.
I found this article and we were thinking of just topics that we wanted to discuss coming up. And it was about conversations. And we're huge, huge, huge communication proponents, obviously. Yeah. So it kind of just fit into the wheelhouse of where we were going and what we wanted to talk about.
Yes.
And so I shared the article with you. You thought it was great. And it's really the article originally, which we'll share, of course, in the description, is about conversations to have to save a relationship. But then when we started looking at it and discussing it, we're like, honestly, these are conversations you should have before you have a relationship, while you're dating. But then also there are conversations that you could always have as situations change within your own relationship, or just use them as checking in things. Like they're not conversations that really go away. It's like, oh, we've had it. I mean, some of them are. We'll go through, but others are ones that continually come up.
Yeah, and it's, for me, when you sent the article to me, it was, like I said, you know, they're great to save a relationship, but why wait till you have to save it to have these conversations?
Yeah,
why
like, not? How far gone is your relationship? Like, okay, hold on, I've got my top 10 list here. Let's go through these now.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's packing to leave. No, you should have had those before.
So the article lists about 11 different conversations. I'm sure there's more conversations that we all can have. We kind of teased 5 this week on the socials.
Yeah, we did the 5. Do you want to run through them?
Well, yeah, we did tease intimacy.
Of course
money.
We did, because that was the one I picked first.
Yeah. Money, alone time, chores, needs and wants in a relationship. But at the same time, those are just 5 out of the 11 that this article covers. We're actually going to try to tackle all.
All of them. And then, of course, if people on our socials have any suggestions for other conversations that they want input on, you know, is this an important conversation to have? These are conversations we have. You know, throw them out at us. We'd love to hear them.
Yeah, because I think there's a lot of things people need to have conversations on and communicate about. But we're going to try to highlight one a week. It might be beneficial where we highlight maybe 2.
There's some
episode.
I think that could go together or because they're not super long.
Yeah. But we're not going to try to make it too long of an episode to go too far in depth with 2 different ones. Mm-mm. It's just when you think about, you know, starting a relationship, you know, we kind of go back to where we were starting to date. Matter of fact, not even starting to date. Just think about, we were online dating. We were on dating apps.
Yeah, there were things that you, even before you had conversations, of things that you knew that you were important to you or that were what we call the non-negotiables. Like, these things have to be with this person or whoever I'm potentially going to even date. I mean, there was people that I excluded because I knew situations weren't, there was no reason to go meet somebody when you knew already based on their profile that these were things that you weren't going to want in your own relationship anyways.
Yeah.
Like, for me, children were dead on. Like, that was not an issue. I don't care if the person had children, but they need to be somewhat grown.
Right. No, and I agree. Some of those conversations, and that's what I was saying, like, you know, we talked about that the article was about saving a relationship, but these conversations should be something that should happen maybe at your initial meet and greet or after.
Oh, yeah. We were like super candid with each other. Like it was like a checklist, not a checklist. Well, it kind of was. I mean, I was almost like, do you want kids? No, I don't either. Okay, great. Let's move on. It was like some things just had to like just be put out there. You know what I mean? Honestly.
And that was the thing too, that for me was when I was thinking about it, you know, when you like, if you realize that you're going for more than a fling or more than casual dating, these conversations should be had. They should be
absolutely
taken care of like in the beginning or at that point where you realize, okay, I'm no longer into the fling. I'm no longer in just a casual date and I'm ready to do something serious. That is when those conversations should start happening. So whether it's after your initial meet and greet or whether it's before you have your initial meet and greet, if you're really serious about dating.
Or I think also some of them happen too, depending upon where we were with in our own dating situation. Like at that point where we started dating, you and I, we kind of had already exhausted the things, you know what I mean? And was like, I'd rather just be by myself.
Well, but that was, but I don't think it was just that. I think it was that we were just tired of dating to just date.
Yeah, just a date.
I think, of course, we were getting old.
What do you mean getting old? What is this old thing you're talking about?
Okay, I was getting old. And
I'm older.
It wasn't that I was wanting to settle down again. It was just that I wanted to stop.
Like, fine. Yeah.
Wheel. Like, yeah. I'm just tired of spinning the wheel. What am I going to get?
Like,
today?
Every 3 months you're changing, or every 4 months it's like, run it.
Because
course, run
you realize that, okay, so now it was, okay, now I'm going to start having these conversations, like, at least some of these conversations about, you know, well, one, like we talked about, children is going to be one of these conversations we talk about on the show. But it was one for me was the conversation of where are you at in your life?
Yes.
I think that's a conversation that we don't have in our 11, but I think it's a conversation that should have. Like, where are you at in your life?
And where are you going? Yeah. Like, what are your thoughts of what your future plans are? Yeah, like, understandably. That's a good one, babe.
Yeah, so, you know, are you looking for marriage? Are you looking just to date? Are you looking just to cohabitate? Are you looking for something serious, monogamous, you know?
Yeah.
Exclusive?
Yeah,
you wanted to be exclusive in this relationship? I think once that exclusive relationship talk happens, then all these other ones start to fall into
place. That's a good point.
I don't think the other ones can really happen until you start talking about exclusivity.
Yeah.
Because it all is.
Oh, some of them. Yeah. Some of the conversations. Yeah, absolutely. I honestly think
most of them, just about all of them, because why have any conversation that's serious about a relationship if you don't have exclusivity?
Well, we hashed through most of those topics that we had within that first week.
Just because we talked all the time.
Yeah, we did.
But we also kind of figured that that's where we were at.
Yeah.
Because I was already trying to have these conversations with other women before me and you started dating, just to see where they were at.
Yeah.
Just to see if, you know, this was actually going to go somewhere. And that's exactly what I was wanting somebody to have those conversations back with me or just figure out where they're at, because then at least I could cut, you know, okay.
This is not, we're on the same page.
And I'll keep using children as examples because it's easy. I do not want, I can't have more children. So if that person was younger than me and they didn't have kids, but they wanted kids, well,
that's not going
to
work.
It wasn't going to be my child. It'd have to be something else that would happen there.
Right.
Or if they had really little kids, I wasn't going to be serious with a woman who had kids that I would have to eventually raise in that sense. Not because, you know, but because my kids are grown and done and, you know, I want to live the grandfather life now.
Yeah.
That's where I was at.
Yeah, mine was like middle school and older.
Grandfather life.
Mine was like middle school, high school, or older.
Well, yours was high school. Well,
because I still had a high schooler. I had a 16-year-old at the time.
I did play the field to realize that if they had a kid that was at least, I think my bottom age limit was like 11 to 13.
Yeah.
And anything below 13 was still kind of pushing it, but I would go to maybe 10 years old because it was, that's the juxtaposition of them moving up into more mature levels.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, but it was still really tough and
not
a lot of kids. Whew, you know.
Yeah.
More than three was max.
Ooh.
You know.
Yeah.
But they all had to be older.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a push for that. So, but those were the conversations I was having, like, oh, you have kids. How many kids you got? You know, I've got two kids. Well, how old are they? Well, they're 2 and 6. Well, no, you know, if I was looking just to date.
Yeah.
and just have, you know, fun and they can get out, that's great. But outside of that, you know, most single moms aren't looking for just the casual fling. And, you know, and at that time there was parts where also understanding the kids that they have, where would that put me at? Like,
are you the dad?
No.
Yeah, I know. That was huge.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, those are the things that I think should be communicated and talked about. I mean, like I said, there's so many topics or so many. There's 11 good topics that we're going to talk about.
But then we also talked about how these are also things that you have to check in with. Like, for example, just recently, you and I, obviously, when we got together, we kept our money separately. And this is not a conversation you and I have had to have. But because now we are joint bank accounting.
Oh, yeah.
Money now is going to be a conversation, or has been a conversation, that we've talked about because our situation has changed.
Right.
And we proactively talked about it before we made the move to do that, as well as, you know, how people pay their bills and how people handle money is a topic of conversation that you should be having, because it can cause a lot of problems. And so,
yeah,
you taking care of yourself, me taking care of myself, we pay bills and do things very similarly.
Yes.
So it made sense to.
Yeah, it's
jointly
having the conversations at the beginning, like we're talking about, is very important, because one, you get those things out of the way, like,
yeah,
you know the type of person you're trying to go into the relationship with, get it. But there are, like we talked about, the money thing. We never talked about money really in the beginning.
No, we had no. We honestly were just like, we'll just both keep our stuff separately, because just where we were with everything. And I didn't even think, I mean, we just were like, eh.
But that's where we, of course, were at in the relationship.
Yeah.
So therefore, we knew in that, you know, I can pay my bills, you can pay your bills. But the relationship never gave us the opportunity to say, you know, maybe we should think about doing this different, until we got to that place in a relationship. But the thing is we always, even though we weren't talking about joining our money.
We still talked about money.
We still talked about money. We still had conversations about money, you know, how we saved, how I pay bills, how you pay bills, how we bought things like that. Or maybe you had something that was, you know, interesting that would help me do better with my money or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, because even when we did that, because you would pay me all the, when we lived in the apartment, you would pay me for the money all at once. And then I was like, well, you know, you can split it up. Give me half now, give me half because you get paid differently than I do. So yeah, we do have conversations, but now obviously once our money will be joined together, we'll continue to have conversations.
Right. And like you said, like these conversations to kind of check in on the relationship, you know, because there's always, I think these conversations should be an ongoing conversation. Honestly, you should have ongoing communication in your relationship.
Absolutely, 100%.
Constant communication about things. And it doesn't always have to be of the most serious conversations, but there's times when you need to stop and go, hey, you know, we need to talk about something or talk about this, or these conversations come up in just everyday life. But having conversations, having the communication back and forth keeps you moving in the right direction. Like, you know, think about, like we talked about, you know, you talk about children before the marriage. Or before the relationship starts, or when the relationship starts in the beginning. But say you go a couple years in, say you go and then you get married. Do you have the conversation again?
Yeah.
Does somebody's feelings change about what they want in kids? I mean, we've actually talked about it a couple of times. Nothing serious. We know we're not going to have any more kids. But you know, there's times where it's like, what if we fostered kids? You know?
Yeah, we did think about that.
Yeah. I mean, because you see other people doing it and something.
I think we would make great foster parents. I think we'd be great foster parents. But if I was 10 years younger.
Yeah. Because that's my whole thing.
I'm like, I'm old now.
Yeah. Like, I really don't want to do, I really don't want to do this thing of raising kids anymore, because.
No, I think we would rock being foster parents. I think we'd be great at it.
But I just want to spend my time raising like grandkids.
Yeah. If I was 10 years younger, I would consider it. Like, if, you know what I mean? But I would have to have an 18-year-old at 10 years ago, which would have been a little weird. You've been all right.
I actually did.
You did.
Yeah. That was crazy, isn't it? But yeah, so it's, so as we take this journey, as we talk about all these, we really want to get into the details of, you know, when do we have these conversations? Before, during? Of course, like we're saying, we always want to have them all the time, but there are key moments in a relationship where some of these conversations should happen.
Absolutely.
Like, the conversation of children happens all the time, but the conversation, or what is in that conversation changes. Like up front, it's like, what do you want? You know, mm-hmm. or do you want to have them, or how many do you have? And as you move through, it's like, do we want to revisit this? You know,
yeah.
It's just, and then like with money, it's like we talked about money up front, but we didn't talk about joining bank accounts. Intimacy, their intimacy always changes because, you know, when you first meet in a relationship, it's hot and heavy. It's like.
Yeah. And then there's a lull. Then, so you got to be able to speak up.
Yeah.
I told you this week.
What'd you tell me this week?
I told you.
You didn't tell me nothing.
I did too.
I smashed it out.
I told you on Tuesday, I'm getting ready to, you know.
Oh,
you gotta,
well, yeah.
You got to get it in. You got to get it
in. You know. You're welcome, Jade.
Yeah. Well, when your daughter's listening to your podcast and knows your dad's getting freaky. Oh, well, it's a price you pay.
Yep. But it's, I think it's essential for relationships to sit back and have conversations. We've always said, if you go back and listen to any of our prior episodes, the key to a relationship, of course, is communication. It's not just the foundation. It's the key. It's the key that unlocks everything to your relationship. It's going to unlock how you deal with your partner, how you.
But it's also, the communication is really important. But I did post this quote, and I think it's really awesome the way that this was, like, communication is great, but there also has to be like the ability to be able to share with your partner, like, without fear of anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, that foundation that you have built with your partner, your relationship, in your relationship, to be able to basically have not only communication and not only a topic of conversation, but also to be able to wholeheartedly give your opinion or how you're feeling. You know what I mean? I think that's important. And a lot of these topics of conversation, there is vulnerability in that, some of these, and there is the thing that, like, you know, to be able to tell somebody what you want without feelings getting hurt and those kind of things, I think that also has to be part of the foundation.
I think that's why those conversations change too over time, because in the beginning relationship, you're not as vulnerable.
No, I think you're just, yeah, I agree with you. Totally. Yeah. 100%. I think you become more trusting, more your ability to be able to fearlessly, I guess, say something to them, you know what I mean? Without hurting their feelings or,
well, you've got
whatever the case might be. I mean, because intimacy is a tricky one. I'm thinking about that one particularly. You know, at the beginning, everything's great, and you're not really willing to say, hey, this or that. But now, I mean, we're at the point now where it's like, hey.
Well, I think when we're talking about and preparing to talk about these topics or conversation is to understand that there is vulnerability in those conversations, no matter which one, whether it's children or whether it's money, intimacy, alone time, all these things, there are vulnerable places for you, because some people deal with each of these topics differently. So when you kind of get into that place of, hey, this is going to be hard to talk about, because people can get their feelings hurt. But that's the thing. When you prepare yourself to be vulnerable, when you say, okay, I'm going to put myself out there and have this conversation with you, knowing that you may say something I don't like, or you may say something that hurts my feelings, but I have to understand that's not your fault.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what you're thinking. You don't know what I'm thinking. Right. That's why we're having this conversation.
Absolutely.
Let's get these things cleared, because if it is a problem, then we need to do something different now.
Yeah.
We need to have a different conversation moving forward.
Right.
Like, okay, we're not meeting in the middle on this, or we're not finding common ground to figure out what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have to change that.
Yeah.
We have to do something different.
Yeah.
And that's why being vulnerable in those conversations is important, because you can have these conversations, but if you're not putting yourself out
there. I'm saying you can have these conversations, but if you're not truthfully living your truth in the conversation and not being willing to put yourself out there and have a realistic, heartfelt discussion of what's going on, then there's really not a sense of having any conversations at all. You might as well just save your breath.
But I
bringing your real self to them is also important.
I think it's over time. You know, you develop different levels of comfort with your vulnerability.
Right. And, but that goes to tell about why we have these conversations, not only at the beginning of a relationship, but also as your relationship progresses, because that trust is built in the, you know, those things are being built upon as you progress through your relationship. So I think it works really well.
Yeah, it does. I think it's important for us to take that time.
Yeah.
sit down, drive, do what we do. I think one of our favorite things that we've always done
is getting a car.
It's getting a car.
Mm-hmm.
With no agenda, no place to go, just drive. And these conversations kind of come up
organically. Yeah.
Very organically.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
Some really good conversations in the car just because we're kind of just hashing things out or just talking mm-hmm. about things or stuff comes to mind and it leads us into other topics of conversation.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'll just say something and I'll feel like the funny thing is this is when you know you start in tuning to your partner. Like you start talking, you say something, you talk about something and you feel the shift mm-hmm. in the atmosphere, the vibing atmosphere.
Yeah.
And
you
take that direction to talk about something mm-hmm. that you grasp. Like, you know, sometimes you start talking about something that's happening with your kids and then, you know, you feel like, oh, there's a chance to bring up conversation that mm-hmm. deals with whether it's intimacy or past or a long time. There's something that comes up. You just feel that and you just kind of travel off in that.
Yeah.
You know, of course, most of our time we've spent more time talking about theological and religion stuff.
Because, we do a lot in the car.
Yeah. That's my place to do the theological talks. Yeah. I don't know why.
Traveling. you just, it moves you, huh? The time when it moves you.
Yeah. I don't know. It's funny because
we also have good conversations, like not like laying in bed sometimes. Like we'll just have things too. Like, you know, sometimes just talking.
When we do have conversations, we make sure it's not in between the fuss and mess of everyday life. Like
there's conversations. We actually like make time sometimes.
Yeah.
It seems that way.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like we find the opportune times to have these conversations. Like, okay, there's nothing going on now. We're laying in bed. Have it. We're driving and there's nothing going on. Turn the radio down. We have a conversation. It's not that like we go, oh, hey, you know, today we need to schedule a time at like 4:30 to talk about intimacy.
Yeah.
I think when you're feeling that or something needs to be talked about, the conversation happens. Now, of course, like we said, when you're up front in your relationship, you should have these conversations. You should say, hey, what do you think about children? Or what do you think about money? You know, or when you put your money together, that way you can kind of weed out if you need to be with this person, if y'all vibe. But as you move, like we're talking about the check-ins happens when you're feeling a certain way. Like, hey, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah,
sex is kind of down right now. Why? What's going on?
Yeah.
Like have that conversation. So how many people do you know? Like how many couples, you know, have a partner who cheated on that other partner, right? And again, cheating is not excusable to me.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people go, well, why did they cheat on their wife? Or why mm-hmm. did they cheat on their husband? And then sometimes you hear people go, well, my wife stopped. Like, she just won't even have sex with me anymore. Like, she just stopped.
Did you talk to her?
Right. Now, if the husband would have said, hey, you know, something's going on here. We're just not.
Yeah.
There's no more smashing. No smushing going on.
There's no smushing.
There's no smushing going on. You know? What's going on? You know, having those conversations then, like somebody's got to bring it up. But if nobody ever brings it up and it continues going, what happens is that partner feels defeated. They don't feel loved. They don't feel needed. And they just go find it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Again, not excusable. But if conversations happen, it can be avoided. There's some people who cheat just because they cheat and they're just sorry individuals.
Yeah.
But also there's other things that happen. You know, we all get caught up into a situation that, whoa. But if you're doing your relationship properly with having communication and conversations and getting through those things and you can avoid that, then that's when you avoid it. Because if you feel like, I always said, if I ever felt like I got to the place where I was going to cheat on my spouse or my significant other at any point, maybe I need to have a conversation and see what the hell is going on. Like, why am I feeling
like this? Yeah, why are you feeling that way?
You know, am I feeling neglected? Am I feeling left out, not needed? You know, is I'm just horny and I need to, you know?
Pornhub.
Oh, my gosh. Pornhub. Stupid. Yeah, because that solves a relationship problem.
It doesn't solve it, but it helps.
It keeps you from... You know, some people think that's cheating too. So I mean, you know, it's kind of crazy. I do not. I'm glad to know that you don't, because that kind of tells me You're rubbing one out, eh?
Well, you know, five people a week. You can't keep up, okay? Let's just be honest.
We're live.
I don't give a shit. Damn. It's okay.
Where's that bus at?
She's it's all
right. Right under it.
I am not. You're fine. There's no qualms for complaints.
Okay, I was going to say.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah. It's it's like you go to work every day.
Yeah.
But you can only do 8 hours worth of work. If you do 40 hours worth of work, if you're doing 16 hours worth of work every day, you're no good. So, I mean, you know, I can't.
It's quality over quantity, huh?
It has to be. I can't keep up. We've already had this conversation on a prior episode.
Menopausal, premenopausal women.
Yeah, I can't keep up with you.
It's okay. I don't expect you to.
It's like the merry-go-round that you never have to put a quarter in. Just keeps going around and around and around and around. I'm like, holy ho, let me off this ride.
Damn it, it's back again.
Oh, shit. Like, I just got off. Not get back on. I just got off. Get back on. What the hell's going
on? It'll be like 2 hours later. Like, so, dude, seriously, I need like a half a day.
Let me say this. Have you ever just like you and your other just got, I mean, just got down and you got done and she's like, oh my God, that's just.
When are we going again?
No, I mean, it's like, and you're like, you know, you get up and you clean up and you do all the things. You go back to bed because you're ready to lay down and go to sleep. And it's like,
hello.
You ready to do it again? I'm like, what? And I gave you everything I had 5 minutes ago. Can't do it. Have those conversations, people.
Or I'll have them for you.
Don't let her jump into your relationship. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're not going to go too long tonight. We're just going to kind of... But let us know what you think about the topics that we're showing. Let us know what...
If there's conversation topics that we should be covering. Yeah. I mean, teased out five of them on our Instagram, and we're trying to make them reinteractive. So if like you're listening to this and go check out our Instagram, there's ways that you guys can take part in discussions throughout the week. We're trying to make this a little bit more or there's like, you know, some kind of feedback. We'll see what happens.
Like I said, we're on Instagram. We are on Facebook. It's Love in the Letter N Metal Podcast, Love and Metal Podcast, just like the name that you see everywhere that you see us at. We are on YouTube. If you want to get to YouTube channel, you can get to us. You can search us, Love and Metal.
We don't have a website any longer, but on our Instagram page and our Facebook page, there's a linky tree, and you can find all the links there as well.
Yeah. And don't forget to check out the meet and greet that we'll be posting on YouTube. We actually got to get that recorded.
It'll be out there on Wednesday.
Yeah, one way or the other.
In the morning.
Yeah, Wednesday morning. We're also going to do some other stuff as we're ending the show tonight. We're going to do some other things like some pop-ups, live events. We're going to just come in here and sit down in our little makeshift studio room and go live. And if people jump on, that's great. We're just going to be sitting around and BSing and talking and probably just chatting about the previous week's episode. And anything else want to talk about.
Yeah.
So you can come in and comment, ask
questions.
We're
pretty open about everything, pretty much.
You can jump in the comment feeds and ask questions. Like I said, our next live event, we should be on Twitch as well, and we're going to see how that works out. So please, please, please join us for all the things we're doing. And if not, that's okay. We're still going to do it anyways.
Yeah.
Because as we have always said, we do this because we are living our life loud and bold.
And mediocrity is not an option for us, and it shouldn't be for you. Peace. Laters.